So now I'd like to welcome Councillor Chris Meadows-Taylor, who also wears two hats for this session. He represents his council, the Shire of Central Goldfields in regional Victoria, where he's completing his fourth consecutive term as mayor. He also represents the conference organisers, as he has taken the role of chair for the conference. His current focus, both in his professional role and his voluntary work as mayor, is leading rural, regional, municipal development and change. Councillor Meadows-Taylor will make a short presentation on cultural development in local government across Victoria. So please welcome Councillor Meadows-Taylor.
Can I just take, while we've got some technical issues, can I just take this opportunity as chair of the conference committee to warmly welcome you all to this very exciting day, especially our guests in the UCLG. We are deeply honoured and thrilled that you can be with us today. And also to, especially to Dr. Fauzi Bauer, that was a wonderful presentation. It was incredibly thoughtful and evocative. And thank you so much for your contribution today. Could I welcome to and thank the MAV? It's a wonderful partnership. We're very proud to belong to the MAV. Thank Councillor Bill MacArthur and the MAV staff. Especially to thank our Minister, the Honourable Jeanette Powell, for opening the conference and being here today. And thanks also to the retiring John Smithies, who's just heading out, because without John and the Cultural Development Network today wouldn't be possible in the partnership. I just want to spend a few minutes, as Bill mentioned, I'm Mayor of a Shire in Central Victoria. For those that don't know it, it's located in the middle of Victoria, about 150 kilometres from Melbourne, in between Ballarat and Bendigo. And what I want to focus on today for a few minutes is the central role of culture in managing change and closing the gap from where we are now and where we want to be. And Maryborough Station, you always have to have a plug for our own municipality. Maryborough Station is a building we're very proud of. It signifies the role in Central Goldfields in the big gold rush in the 19th century. That is one of many wonderful buildings that is around and reminds us of a very rich heritage. But time has changed and we have some challenges. A little bit about culture. I've taken two quotes from John Hawkes in the fourth pillar of sustainability. First of all, about the broad role of culture encompassing our values and aspirations. And Dr. Bauer spoke about that, the breadth of culture. We were talking about that earlier. Our values and aspirations shape both the end point of our destination with our communities, where we want to be, and how we go along that journey. A very, very broad view about values, but importantly, as John has pointed out in his text, the fourth pillar of sustainability, all those things, values and aspirations, impact everything we do in local government, our plans, our policies, our services, whatever we do. Now, most of us find that we have a gap to close. For us in Central Goldfields, the richness of the gold heritage was replaced by manufacturing, but in the last 50 years or so, in regional Australia, there's been a decline in manufacturing. That's impacted in an economic and social way communities like our own, and therefore the need to recognise a number of challenges that impact us, and those are outlined at the bottom. Critically, we all have a vision about where we want to be, and typically that's about maximising the potential of our communities. I talk about aspirational communities, communities that want to achieve, that fulfil their potential, and we in local government have that task in helping close the gap of where we want to be. So the gap might look different in all our local government areas, but the issue is most of us have a gap. We're here because we want to think about that gap. For us, there were three things in closing the gap, three strategies. certainly because disadvantage was a key issue for us, looking at place-based solutions, looking at our particular issues was key, and looking at a longer-term horizon to address those. How we approach the issue of managing change is a critical issue, and I think we don't focus enough on change management, and congratulations to the MAV for its insight in establishing a strategic group, strategic change group, to actually focus on that important issue. But critically too, as the magnifying glass hovers over the issue of cultural development, the role of culture in closing the gap from where we are now to where we want to be. We've talked about, and I won't dwell on the fourth pillar of sustainability. As the Minister mentioned, we've moved beyond triple bottom line sustainability, which the first three pillars represent, the social, economic, environmental. And we're all here today because we either are committed to or want to learn further how we can use creative culture and understand that fourth pillar to actually take us to become an aspirational community, to develop the full potential of our community and achieve our respective visions. This is a busy slide, but really on the left-hand side, it talks about, it's some extracts from, we've talked before about ALGA, which the MAV is part of, the Australian Local Government Association. Each year there's an annual study done at the State of the Regions in Australia by Dr. Peter Brain and some associates. And in 2003 they looked at the issues of the future of local government. And on the left-hand side there are some thoughts about the future of local government, which is to take us forward. And one of the interesting things about developing learning and knowledge-based communities, a very important issue that perhaps we don't often reflect enough about again developing the learning and knowledge in our communities and how that will advance our communities and our role in that. On the right-hand side is really the impact of culture in developing change. We want to build change capability in our communities because by doing that, we harness new energy. We build new people with new energies to achieve new things. And culture and the creativity that culture unleashes helps us to build change capability. And if we do that, we'll actually achieve greater results. So that's a key issue. Building change capability is best achieved if we can create a culture-rich community that will accelerate the process of change and help us achieve the vision that we want. Community culture change. If we were a group of CEOs, a number of local government CEOs here, one of the things we probably have on our mind and our boards have asked us to consider, the culture of our organisations. If I ask you, how many people, put your hands up, how many of you as local government practitioners would think community culture change is an issue for you? Oh, good. Well, look, a number of people have. I think it's an issue we need to focus more on as local government practitioners. For us in Central Goldfields, it was about taking a strong, resilient culture that we're proud of, a culture that supported each other in times of downturn when things weren't going well, but to move to an aspirational culture, to look at opportunities, to see everything as a potential to create something new, to develop in our young people a sense of reaching for the stars, going for gold. So culture change, I would suggest, is an important issue for us as local government practitioners to manage. What culture should our community reflect to align to the visions we're trying to achieve for it and work with it in? I understand there's some thought, and we'll hear from John Hawkes later, but some feeling about moving perhaps away from using the fourth pillar because it's perhaps pillars are fairly linear. And what we're trying to do in culture is not linear. It's about a spiral. And this slide really is about saying that if we look at the top and move around in a clockwork way, we start with some aspirations and needs, and we progressively work through to close the gaps, to identify solutions, where again the magnifying glass is hovering about the importance of cultural development. But we don't actually reach an end point. We actually, through that unlocking and unleashing of potential, create new aspirations and needs, and so the spiral continues, and that's what it should do in a community of choice. There's no end. As we generate and unleash new talents and aspirations, then the process starts again. Now, I borrowed from John again in his book. He talks about the issues of the structure of cultural development. I've taken and just called them seven levers. I'll quickly run through them. There's a fuller presentation on the website that talks about some ways in which we've certainly developed those. Education and training for obvious reasons. Communication and public affairs. Again, all of these are things, including education and training, I'll go again, local government, things that we are concerned about the impact in our work. The constructed environment and public facilities. Arts, obviously. History and heritage, a very important issue for us. Recreation and leisure. Sport. So there are the seven levers, I call them seven levers, that certainly John's identified in his work. And when you look at that, so much of our work as local government practitioners and ways that we can impact. So what are the key messages? First of all, my suggestion is that good communities are aspirational communities. We all want our communities to achieve, to be communities of choice. And we're thinking as local government practitioners how we actually help them to achieve that. We want to close the gap between current reality and where we want to be, and that objective is a key issue for us in local government. As local government practitioners, we need to manage change more strategically, as the MAB have taken the leadership in, and recognise the opportunity that cultural development has to affect change. And that cultural development is a key strategy to close those gaps. We need to unleash it, we need to understand its full potential, as Dr. Bauer has said, and we need to use it in innovative and productive ways. And finally, we all need to learn and share our experiences in this journey, and that's part of what, of course, we're doing today and this great opportunity that we've had to get together and share our experiences today. So by doing that, we can help each other and advance that journey. Thank you very much.